USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Census Bureau will miss a year-end deadline for handling the numbers used for assigning congressional seats. The Census Bureau plans to deliver a population count of each state in early 2021. It will be the first time that the December 31st target date is missed since the deadline was implemented more than four decades ago by Congress. Unemployment aid will continue to provide a lifeline for millions of workers who continue to struggle to find a job amid the coronavirus pandemic. The Department of Labor says it does not anticipate that eligible claimants will miss a week of benefits and should be added soon to unemployment benefits. Minneapolis police shot and killed a man in exchange of gunfire during a traffic stop in the southern part of the city late Wednesday. Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo said officers were conducting a traffic stop. Initial witness statements indicate that the subject involved in this felony stop fired first at Minneapolis police officers, who then exchanged gunfire with the suspect. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
We can expect fireworks when electorals officially add up 2020's presidential election. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Senator Josh Hawley says he will challenge Joe Biden's electoral victory in Pennsylvania, forcing Congress to debate on the results of the presidential election in at least one state. The Missouri Republicans' challenge to the results are likely to delay certification of the Electoral College's vote when Congress meets in a joint session on January 6th. Hawley tells Fox News he's going to take his opportunity to stand up for election integrity.
I mean, somebody has to stand up here. You've got 74 million Americans who feel disenfranchised, who feel like their vote doesn't matter, and this is the one opportunity that I have as a United States Senator. This process right here, my one opportunity to stand up and say something, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
One of the complaints from Trump lawyers is Pennsylvania had 250,000 more votes than registered voters. Biden's number is only 82,000 over Trump in that state. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Don Wells, the former Miss Nevada 1959, and the actress that played Marianne on the 1960s TV show Gilligan's Island, has died from coronavirus complications. In a 2014 interview with King 5 in Seattle, Washington, Don talked about her character.
She would have gone to prom with you. She would have helped you with your homework. You didn't have to take her out for a martini. But most of the men say to me, I married a Marianne. That's the woman I was kind of looking for. And I thought, what is that? What is it about that character that is kind of missing, that we sort of lost track of? And I think it's all this electronic era, families, the divorced families living together and mother and father both having to work. How do you manage it today? How do you get through life today? Mm-hmm. And Marianne was a good girl. She had manners and she was dependable and she shared the chores. And it's kind of how to exist today. Finish the job. If you start a job, do you walk away halfway through the dishes? Do you have to be first in line all the time? But I've had people say to me, I was an abused child. You were my escape. Mm. My parents were working, and I'd come home. My sister and I would watch the show. The hope or the dream that Marianne created, the show created, not just Dawn, mm-hmm. the escape. There's no reality there. Coconut cream pie? Where'd they get the cows?
Dawn Wells passed Wednesday morning in Los Angeles, California, at the age of 82. The Consumer Electronics Show, featuring all the new electronics and gadgets, will be in Las Vegas starting January 11th and running through the 14th. The show will be completely virtual for 2021 with no in-person attendees. You can find out more by visiting their website, ces.tech. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.